but we stuck to our guns really. We were always trying to play rugby, entertaining game, and you know, whipping down those short sides, and we got two interceptions, and that's the way it goes. But we're not going to say anything bad about that, because that's how we want to be playing. And if we put two no-eyes passes in, straight into their hands, and player like Gonover took advantage, so fair play to them. But, you know, we managed to get the scrum was good all night, and it became dominant in the last 15 minutes, really, and we got the penalty to just win it, and the penalty to kick it off at the end, so a bit of relief.
And we sort of, with those two interception tries as well, you sort of, you worked a position, you've gone through loads of phases. Is there more frustration that the no-look pass?
No, there's no frustration, Nathan. None. If we'd have lost the game, there'd be a little bit more of how we're going to win these games. But we'd practiced all week, Gonover coming off the back of a line out, and Cameron Neal missed a tackle, and there's two interceptions. So when we stop giving size 20 points, then we'll be where we were last year. But we're way off that yet. We've got four wins under our belt on the trot. And, you know, we've got Wasps in 10 days, so we've got a bit of a lay-up, so, you know, we'll see how we do against them.
With the way that you played, so take away those two tries, the team just seemed to be playing well, and obviously it's going close tonight, but the team just seems confident again.
Yeah, and I think the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've played well since Christmas, if I'm honest. We lost to Bristol, and again, we should never have lost, and we were hard done down at Harlequins, and since then, we've put a really spirited performance in at Toulon, Scarlets, and won the two after that. So, you know, we know where we're going with it.
How is AJ? How kind of?
AJ was poorly. Okay. He was just poorly. He woke up this morning not feeling well. We tried to stick it out till 4 or 5 o'clock, but he couldn't keep anything down. So, fair play to Sam James, who's an able replacement.
He's obviously been playing there the past couple of weeks, so it's not maybe that much of a difference, but just the way that I guess you've trained all week with AJ, so that's a pretty sort of big change for teams to then come into.
Yeah, but to be fair, AJ played for the America last week, yeah. And so he's not been back, so we've actually trained with Sam James in that position. So, you know, I think the person for note was Sam James in particular, and Will Addison. You know, he led the side really well. They went down to 13 men. He opted to take the scrum against the advice of his coaches, and they scored in the corner, and they carried on in that vein, and they got those two tries. So, you know, good leadership by them.
Are you pleased with the way, obviously, you had AJ going out, and then second minute you got that unlucky try coming off the crossbar? Are you pleased with the way the side reacted to that?
Well, yeah, I think from that we got back into the game. We got those two long range penalty, and then Will took the other penalty. So we were always in the game, and then with two sides who are similar in ability, if you go down to 14 men, you concede, and that's what happened to them. And you know, the way the game's gone at the minute, you can't do anything above the nipple, can you? And I know Gonover went out for a kick, but it's you know, once you get down to one less, I think you should be scoring two tries, and we managed to do that.
And is Stringer okay? Because it looked like
his. No, Stringer's fine. Bionic man.
What did you make of the Petit Fenua challenge?
Ah, fair. I think the ref did well. The referee refereed it really well. You can't keep going back to the screen all the time. And if anything's so untowards, and the sighting officers will pick it up. But it was a challenge. It was more without the ball than dangerous.
Does it just lead to pressure now, and
now
it's playing even more freedom going forward?
Well, not really. I think we've got to get better next week. We didn't, you know, we played well in a lot of areas, but we gifted 20 points away. When we stop gifting 20 points away, we'll be a good side.
Do